both gone.
Alloway Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, June 28th, 2022. It is 5:30 PM.
All right, we'll call the meeting to order and start with roll call. Angela Kowalczyk Adrians.
Here.
Dina Mooney.
Here.
Ryan Hallberg.
Here.
Danielle Piarkey is here. Michael Borowski.
Here.
Trustee Rob Atwood.
Here.
All right. I'll take a motion to either modify or adopt tonight's agenda.
Move to adopt.
Second.
All in favor of adopting the agenda, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Agenda adopted. Item three, approval of the May 24th, 22 minutes. Is there any discussion?
Move to approve.
Second.
I think I said that wrong, but yeah. Is there any do I need to discuss after we move to approve or just vote?
Yep.
I'm good. Okay. All in favor of approving the May 24th, 22 minutes, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Minutes approved. Any public appearances?
There are none.
All right. And number five, announcements.
I have a couple of announcements, some good, some not so good. Well, it depends on how you want to look at it. But hiring of Emma Magadans as our recreation supervisor. Emma will be starting with us on July 5th, and she comes to us from the Appleton YMCA. Prior to that, or at the YMCA, she's a sports coordinator, sports and rec coordinator. And prior to that, she was a recreation coordinator at the City of Two Rivers. So she has a lot of experience, a lot of energy, a lot of good ideas. So we're excited to have her join us as our next recreation supervisor. Hope that she can maybe join us at our next meeting as well. So. Next announcement, resignation, retirement of Dave Disher, our Parks and Facilities Foreman. I believe he has worked for the village, if I get this correct, 43 years.
Oh my.
Wow.
He's our awesome. Longest tenured employee.
Awesome.
So we're sad to see him go, but excited that he can take the next step in his lifelong journey, and he's looking forward to his retirement, if you want to call that. He does a lot of things on the site. He's one of those guys that never sits down. So, but his last day is actually this Thursday. So, the next item, Green Isle Park Playground update. Matter of fact, just got an email about an hour and a half ago. The contractor that's putting the surfacing in will be in tomorrow, with hopes to be done with that, if not tomorrow night, early Thursday. And then hope to have it open by, if not by the weekend, by Monday.
Nice.
So.
Is the fencing still up though?
It is.
Oh, I thought it I saw was. It being taken down on Monday when I was in a class.
They might have taken it down temporarily because they were hauling some backfill, some soil in to go around the concrete.
Oh, that must have been what it was, okay.
And that. So.
Everyone in the class noticed it and were like, oh, the park's going to be opening up. Yes,
no, it should have only been temporary.
Okay, gotcha.
That came
it'd be nice if it, I mean, it'd be great if it was open for a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Monday is actually Tuesday.
Right, sure yep. You're exactly right. So, you know, depending on when they get that surfacing put in and the cure time. So, you know, hopefully. We'll
so soon, but probably not before the holiday.
Yeah. So.
Is there any whiz bang to celebrate that?
We had talked about that at the last meeting.
That's fine.
Didn't really have anything planned at this point in time, but you know, announcing it on Facebook and getting and that type of stuff. So.
Cool. You don't want to stretch a big ribbon across and do a cutting or anything?
Do you want your picture taken?
Giant scissors.
I'm taking you. You get out there with the big scissors.
No. I'll stretch your ribbon. I'll let you guys take the credit.
I'll hold the other end.
Right?
We can just cut the big green fence.
So. Last item on there, wanted to let the committee know the Miracle League is planning to donate funding for a gazebo at Optimus Park, and the funding is actually coming from the Richard J. Resch Foundation.
Nice.
So, and I've actually got some pictures of what the style of the gazebo was proposed to them and that they chose. This one's actually in Kimberly, but something very similar to this type of style. And the location will be on the south side of the park. Well, I could pull that up here real quick probably, just to show everyone. So, you know, here's the parking lot, Ball Diamond, and that. Put it over here in the more passive area of the park, and that. So, that will likely be a project in 2023.
So, yeah. I don't remember because I have to look at my notes in planning and stuff. Is it a gazebo, or is there like power or anything to it that would help it be?
At this point in time, no, there was no power proposed for that. It's just a standard, standalone, open
shelter.
Air
yep.
type of shelter. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So, yeah, we're very, very thankful for the Miracle League and our partnership and relationship with them. They have donated over the years well over $1 million to the village, most of that to Optimus Park.
So did they pick the location of where they wanted that gazebo?
Yes, yeah, they did.
So is it just kind of a, you know, just some place to sit and reflect or something?
Well,
I mean,
we'll put some
location,
furnishings over there as well, you know, picnic tables and some
things. Oh, okay, so it would be something where you could, like,
you can,
you know, bring in, like, a picnic or something.
Correct.
Like that. Gotcha,
correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, all right.
All right, we can move on to item number 6, a discussion on the location of outdoor exercise equipment.
I just wanted to bring this to the committee to kind of get the ball rolling on this project. It's one of the projects that was funded for this year. Location-wise, we had talked about putting that at Greenout Park, and just to give the committee some thoughts on what I was thinking and maybe, you know, getting some ideas from the committee members as well. You know, we don't have anything set in stone at this point in time, but where's my pictures at? What we'd be looking at is something similar to this. This is a little mock-up that I did with exercise equipment. It's about a 30 by 40 area with about 10 different items within that. You know, so it's kind of like its own little, for lack of a better term, own little playground area
mm-hmm.
for adults, you know, and that. Some locations that I was thinking that this would be good would be over along this side of the park to get it away a little bit from some of the other items so we don't get
this
everything together.
Greenout?
This is Greenout
okay.
Park, correct. Tennis courts, obviously, down here. And then... I guess that doesn't show up that well, does it? You turn lights off quick.
Much better.
So, kind of this location here, along the trail, so trail users, you know, would have access to it.
Isn't that a soccer field though?
There are soccer fields there. Let me see if I can update this. Where did I put my things? There. So, if, you know, we were over in this area, we still would avoid... No, there's plenty of room to avoid the soccer fields. So, another...
Northwest corner might be better.
Yeah, another location, you know, could be up in this area up here too. Or... And Rob, you might be able to answer this question better. Near a tennis court, would that maybe not mix well with tennis players? or do you think it would be an issue at all?
Nope, I don't think it would be an issue at all.
Okay.
I'm thinking of Green Isle as the best place to put it. Green Isle, we got a lot going on.
We do.
Some of the other parks are a little bit...
Trying to locate it, my thought was near one of our busier trails, so the trail users could utilize it.
Down at the farm, at the end, we've got a lot of green space.
Weezy Park?
At the end of, Weezy Park. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Down at the end of LeBron.
Before you go that far out,
though.
This is just my opinion.
Yep.
What about the southern part of Green Isle Park, where there's a little extra parking area? Because one of the things that's hard at Green Isle Park, there's so much going on. You said the parking's hard to find. But that there's parking down there that really only gets used when there's a softball game.
True. Now, this location right in here is ice rink and other areas. But there are,
right to the right of it,
you know, there's green space, you know, over here. Obviously, have the trail that comes through.
Yeah.
You know, up in there.
Some things I think about when locating these two are like repetition. So if you're going to do something and then you want to walk a loop.
Okay.
You know, so is there a place where you could do something and walk a short loop? Shade that's built in and or not, you know, not disrupting existing trees, so we don't cause a problem. And I was going to ask, what's the surface plan?
Planning on concrete.
Okay. Because that'll change drainage. And then, what is the drainage? Like, do we have a spot that's relatively level? I'm guessing with the trail there, it probably is.
Right.
And then passive security. I like having it on a trail because then you get walkers and bikers kind of always noticing what's happening. So depending on where it is there enough stuff happening that you don't have vandalism? And because there's a lot of moving parts with those, and they're very durable, but having some kind of consistent activity is nice too.
Okay.
Those are something when I'm designing these things, that's what I'm thinking about too.
Sure. So I'll zoom out here and we'll take a look at Rob's suggestion, which is down here at Weezy Park. Again, we do have trail system down there. You know, there are soccer fields in this area and this area here. And then we also have that's the old picture. Also have disc golf course down there. But there is some space, space here near parking lot.
Looks like you already have a pavilion.
Near trail. I'm sorry, what?
Is that already a pavilion right there?
Mm-hmm.
This one right here? Yes, that's a gazebo.
Right there.
Yep. So, that's definitely an option. Good idea.
But at Green Isle, it might get used more, too.
Definitely won't have the shade in that location.
Yeah, you're not going to get the shade.
Not right now. There are trees planted there. They just, would take quite a while until they would grow or whatnot. So.
Might get some real pleasant odor, too, certain days.
That's true.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is this part of the
ARPA funding?
No,
this was monies that were already budgeted out of our capital improvement fund.
Oh, okay.
Last year we did that. Yep. This is Kiwanis, so go ahead.
Is it silly, to do it maybe at Langlade Park, where it's next to the Y, and you already have people? They're going there to go inside.
Right.
So I don't know if that's...
Might be a conflict of interest a little bit. Just thinking out loud.
It gets pretty tight over there, too.
It does. There's
parking
not a lot of room.
Be an issue and everything else.
What I would say at this park, as much as it might fit, I know this park has a lot of parking overflow when there's soccer.
It does.
I know
it
that's
does.
Seasonal.
Plus
the pickleball
courts
really
and that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point that out. You're absolutely correct. I wouldn't recommend Kiwanis Park for that reason, that would be a... kind of a tough situation anyway, because of the location of the soccer fields. There's not a whole lot of other room that location.
And like Fox River Trail area, there's nothing. I just want to make sure we throw out all of these, like, kind of go through.
The only park that the village has along the Fox River Trail. Let me back up. Two parks. One of them is Kayaker's Point, so we wouldn't put it there, by Heritage Hill. The other one is Sunset Park, and there's no, it's all on-street parking there. And it's pretty much a passive park at that location. So.
And the Corp asked this question where it should go, or we've already had it in the budget for so long that wasn't part of, I don't remember.
Right.
That was a question. Not, didn't mean
I think it was reflected in Green Isle Park.
Yeah, okay.
If I recall.
I can't remember the name of the park, but what's the one, the northeastmost park in the village?
East Lawn Park.
East Lawn, is that
which
a viable option?
Is...
Oh, we looked at that for potential pickleball
yeah,
at one point, right?
Yeah, there's not much going on in the park.
Which has...
Well, they don't really have much for parking either, do they? Or is that a parking area?
This right here is parking.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yeah, yep. There's not a loop trail there, though. It's kind
That's
of a
true.
Trail head
yeah.
right here, and then that trail goes,
more
at this point
situation.
Right there, it turns to Green Bay.
Oh, true.
Mm-hmm. Not to get too far sideways, but while you have that up there, mm-hmm. where was the sign installation put there? Saw an expenditure on.
Right, Nate. Right. The sign hasn't been installed yet. We just picked it up last week.
Okay.
So, but it's going to go right here.
There. Okay.
Yep, yep.
Is it just like the other ones?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
You're correct. Yep. So, any other discussions or thoughts on potential locations? Or?
Do we have the equipment? Is it here?
We do not have the equipment. Have
okay.
not ordered it yet.
Okay.
Wanted to... This is kind of the start of finding out, you know, location, make sure we've got the proper siting for it, and then get start the order process and that.
Just laughing in my head because I'm like, oh, we got this new playground, and then he said it was an adult playground, so maybe the adult playground should be next to the kid playground, and then the parent, you know,
sometimes yeah,
playground.
Done it like that before, where you've got like a loop trail around the kids' playground, and there's or a loop walkway, and then there's exercise equipment around the outside of it.
Do we anticipate ordering the equipment this year yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, in fact, I'm working on one right now where it's an oval, but the oval is like a fifth of a mile or a sixth of a mile, and then there's individual pieces of equipment so you can do your thing, walk 100 feet, do more stuff, and your kids are basically playing in the center of the oval. So, you know, it'd be like putting it on, it's a lot of monkey business because
yep.
it's not one
yep.
spot, so
yep.
the cost changes because it's all these little
sure.
onesie-twosies. But if you think about that pavilion and the loop that goes around, there'd be a circuit of things.
Yeah, and I've seen they kind of call them exercise trails.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that something that we could be open to, or is our design kind of fixed?
The individual pieces are, the pieces are individual, so they're not, you know, all together. You know, it's a potential.
The cost mainly do out foundation. We have to do foundation multiple
yeah,
spots.
A little bit more cost in that type of the work and that.
I kind of like the idea of having it all together because there are other fitness trails in the area. But I don't know of any that have, like, this may be unique to have it just
okay.
one area.
Sure, sure.
Well, and I think to that point, too, it wouldn't be as intuitive in a park like this if you tried to spread it out, unless it was a linear
mm-hmm.
configuration,
yeah.
because there's so many, there's a great network of trails here where, like, what's my next, do I turn left
yep.
or
yeah,
right?
True.
So, I think this park seems like a reasonable one to look at. I don't have any issues with the locations
somewhere
you suggested.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I like Danielle's suggestions of things to think about when citing it and put it somewhere in here that I can check most of those boxes, and I think we're good to go.
Okay. All right.
Do you need anything specific from us on this one?
No,
okay.
Not at all. Just a discussion item. Wanted to get the ideas flowing and use some of the talents of our committee members to...
Any other discussion on this item?
Anticipation as to when it'll be ordered?
Likely can start the order process here in the next month.
Okay.
Yep.
I guess what's the lead time on it? What do we...
That I don't know for sure.
Would we realistically be able to get it in still this year? I mean, before winter?
I can't give you an answer on that. Yeah, I don't know for sure. You know, if we get it on order and we know, you know, a reasonable time frame, we can always get the, you know, base done in anticipation of when that comes in and it can get installed.
Okay. Just seems, in my mind, to install it right before winter when people aren't going to be out there using it.
Sure, one whole season of wear.
Right.
Yeah, fair enough.
And again, these Decembers that we've been having, they're pretty nice to be outside, actually.
Yep. Oh, good point. All right, anything else on this item? Right, we'll move on to number 7, a discussion of community gardens.
This was an item, actually, Mike had brought this up, I think, at the last meeting. Just wanted to kind of start the discussions on that. You want to kind of start the ball rolling on what you were thinking?
Well,
when we were talking about that?
There were a couple things. How we expand the utilization of some of the parks, like Wisey Park, like East Lawn, where we don't have a lot of activity, but we have some space that's either underutilized in case of one and not utilized as effective as it could be. And I didn't know if we had any requests for community gardens, or if that was something that we would kind of throw out there to the community and say, hey, you know, we've got some space we'd like to allocate for community gardens. Are there any groups that are interested in sponsoring something like that? So I don't know what our experience has been in the past.
The village did partner a few years back with the Green Bay School District. And Green Bay put in some gardens, community gardens, at Langland School, right on the east side of the school. So it's kind of right between the park, Langland Park, and the school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we put in some infrastructure for water capabilities for the garden users to be able to, you know, fill up buckets and water their gardens and that. I haven't had a chance to speak with a principal or anyone lately on it, but it looks like this year the utilization of that is not very high. Okay. You know, many of those gardens look like they weren't even tilled up this year. Mm-hmm. We have not, at least my office, has not received any requests from anyone, you know, for garden space and that. So to answer your question though, Mike, you know, are there areas of underutilized areas in some of our parks? And I would say yes, there are. You know, especially something like you said, Wheezy Park, or you know, several years ago we did plant some fruit trees down in that in that park, and that. So you know, there's kind of an orchard type of feel down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a start in that, but.
Well, it sounds like if we don't have anybody that's banging on the door to utilize the space in that regard, and our experience is less than stellar with what we have, we just put on hold or keep it in mind for some other part of a project that
might
fit.
Right. Yeah, I like that idea of keeping it in mind, maybe on a back burner.
Yeah.
If we do at some point,
well,
and we
I
can
would...
revisit it.
I would ask a couple of questions. Like, when I think about community gardens and the work I do, there's usually two things. Sometimes it starts as food production because, like, my lawn is too shady, my soils are too shallow, blah, blah, blah. But there's also this community, sense of community that comes with that, you know, so there's, it's twofold in the programming. Sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And so maybe if the school, if Langlade School isn't utilizing the existing beds, you know, maybe we need to have a conversation and say, hey, are, you know, is that something that isn't fitting into your programming anymore? And we need to just kind of repackage it and market it as in a newsletter. Hey, you know, there's X number of existing garden beds at Langlade School residents, you know, here's a lottery or, you know, some process to tell people they're available. Because if you don't know and you're just kind of lumping along and having your crappy two tomato plants like I do, but you had access to something that was great, you know, that sometimes just letting people know it's available is half the battle. Is that, like, what was your vision when you were thinking about it?
I was thinking more of groups that could get together around a gardening theme that would sponsor it, take care of it, whatever.
Sure.
I just found out before we were here that the beautification committee is having a hard time finding people to take care of what we've got going there. Mm-hmm. So that kind of says again that there isn't a lot of interest out there in the community. And I'm surprised at that, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, volunteerism isn't what it used to be. And it seems to get more and more difficult.
Yeah, when I lived on a bay shore, we had a big community garden up there by the Bay Settlement Convent.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing was just crazy active, you know. But that, again, that was the Hmong community and others that were heavy into food production.
Mm-hmm.
So. And one of the things that had come to mind when you first brought it up last month or a few months ago, I'm not sure, but I had thought about a program in Appleton for St. Joe's Food Pantry where they had Grow a Row for St. Joe.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty popular, and I think that's actually gone away now. I would have to check, once again, because of volunteers. You know, that's a big undertaking, you know, to till that, get water to it. But I was thinking the same thing for one of the pantries around here. You know, maybe they have an organization that would want to do something of that nature. Till it up, you know, get the dirt, we could help to some degree, but how much?
Right, right.
And that planting season is kind of over now, but something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I'm not a gardener. Ask Brian.
Well, definitely the low-hanging fruit is just to at least get the word out about the ones that we already have available that aren't being utilized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe even by social, put it out on Facebook.
I'll check to see if that Grow Row is still in operation and what they did.
All right, any other discussion on this topic? All right, item number 8 is discussion on the preliminary capital improvement items for the 2023 budget.
Yeah, just continue our discussions on you know, items that the committee might be interested in looking at doing for next year. I think last time we had talked about, you know, security cameras, call stations, something like that, you know, lighting, whatnot, you know, along our trails in our parks. So to look at some of those items. You know, if you recall, if you look at the items that we do have up in the 2023, and these are all, you know, preliminary, you know, are not set in stone or anything like that. But, you know, things like a splash pad, as nice as that would be, you know, I believe, you know, that might be a great undertaking, you know, which would require, first and foremost, finding a site. You know, what's the best site within the community, you know, for something like that. And then, obviously, working with a consultant on design and, you know, making sure you have the right infrastructure water capacities, things like that. Mm-hmm. Have you done much with splash pads?
We do a fair amount, but it's definitely a specialty, so there's often a partner that is the aquatics part of it.
Sure.
And I think for me, right at the moment, the hardest part in our community is finding a place that's high enough where you don't have
a natural splash pad.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, yep. it's a splash pad has a lot of infrastructure underground. That's it's not that it's even cheaper than a pool. It's just you don't need a lifeguard.
Yep.
And it has, you know, a little different draw as far as users. But there's a vault, and it's got to have a, you know, it's an investment, mm-hmm. just like you've got listed. So finding a location where the soils are suitable and you can do all the digging, put the stuff underground, and it's stable is no small question.
Correct.
And especially in a look, we're up, we've got awesome park amenities, but they're all very much low-lying areas.
Yep.
And my office is right outside. We didn't do this one, but the City Deck Green Bay, mm-hmm. wildly popular little splash pad mm-hmm. feature outside there. You know, 5 or 6 little doodads and an activation. It's busy all the time. You can hear the hooting and hollering in the office. You know, and so while that one isn't, you know, $500,000 splash pad, it certainly is in the right location. And
right.
so that could be, in my mind, maybe the splash pad becomes a partnership with the city in some kind of new urban development.
Mm.
Like, is there a urban redevelopment happening where a water feature that draws people in
sure.
would be a great amenity next to
sure.
a coffee shop or a small pocket park or something where it's higher
sure.
and central and it's activation. You know, that might be some kind of opportunity that
sure.
provides good benefit.
In a redevelopment area that's higher.
Webster Avenue.
Yep, yep. So that might be something
ideas.
To think about.
Yeah.
You know, again,
yeah. yep.
that's not easy because it's not park space, but
right.
it should
right.
be easy because we're all on the same team.
Right. Right.
But that's,
you know,
that's where really successful ones happen.
Some of those properties do get redeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows,
and
you
I
know,
think
what the potentials are. There.
Checking, you know, check the overlay too, right? Like, we're, I think if we looked at our comprehensive parks plan, there are some gaps in actual parks, and you might find there's some interesting redevelopment sites that aren't parks, but they could have an amenity, and they start to kind of bridge the, or, you know, hopscotch. Official parks versus little pocket parks
yep.
that have a public value.
Okay.
That would be my 2 cents.
Good. One that I don't have listed here because it just recently came about, but obviously that gazebo,
mm-hmm.
you know, wouldn't come out of our funding, but a project nonetheless, you know, and that, so.
So does that donation, that includes the whole package?
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
cool.
Yeah, so any other thing for those that weren't here last time just to think about is on the odd years is when the village does its borrowing for larger projects, i.e. the Public Works Department for street reconstruction projects, things like that. And we have typically done parking lots and or roadways. You know, the last biggest was doing Green Isle Park. The parking lots and the roadway through there, and that. So, you know, we'd be looking at potentially trying to fit in some, you know, of our parking lot projects, you know, and you can see that those dollar figures are quite high, you know, and that. So,
I have one question on
sure.
the new parking lot items. And maybe this is too early to be talking about, but. Are there ever opportunities where we could think about like a structured turf solution if it's, instead of expanding with more pavement, supporting those parking needs with the right infrastructure, but it has a lower runoff component? Again, if we're thinking about
sure.
areas that are already low, paving more.
Sure. Yeah, potentially. I guess I don't have a lot of experience with that.
Sure.
But, you know, a location that actually, you know, something like Webster Park, that might be an option there.
Mm-hmm.
you know, because of the location of where it's proposed in our capital improvement, or in our corp, is on that far east side.
Mm-hmm.
That's already grass area, old ball diamonds, you know, and that, but to maybe do something like, and then it's better for stormwater runoff, right? Mm-hmm. And
you maybe you could tap some kind of green infrastructure grants too,
sure,
to
sure
make the money go further.
More pickleball courts.
I just read an article about pickleball courts recently too. I was thinking about you.
Should we get a hold of Bellevue and get a hold of Ledgeview and make sure that they're doing their fair share?
They're not. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We're all, I think, in front, along with Ashwaubenon.
Yeah.
Green Bay's not doing their part either.
It's a very popular sport, and you know, it's been popular for quite a while, but just recently, I think.
That just reminded me,
Wisconsin and Green Bay area.
I heard some feedback from my chiropractor, actually, that plays pickleball in Alloway, that one of our pickleball courts, I can't remember where he said it was, we should have some fencing between the two courts because your balls are always flying over into the next person's court. Does that sound like you might know where that's
from? Got fencing between the ends of them, not between the sides of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. The problem with that is, you know, you've got a limited amount of space to put a fence up to stop it from going from one side to the other. You end up creating a hazard. People banging into fences.
Yeah.
So none of them that I'm aware of have that, even the big ones down in Florida that I'm familiar with, where they've got acres of pickleball courts, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It is a problem. The ball, if you only have a few people out there, the ball will run to the other end of the court, and you have to run over there and pick it up. But
you're out there for exercise, right?
That's the whole idea. The indoors are even the same way. They tried to do that at the Croc with a low net, just to stop the ball from rolling.
Yeah.
And they ended up having people
tripping
over that.
It,
so that was a really great idea.
Well, sounds like a hazardous sport to me.
Yeah. BYO helmet. Did you need any action on us?
No.
On
no. Just keep discussion going. We had talked about at the last meeting that likely by August, like to, you know, narrow this down, you know, get a better idea of what we would like to propose to the village board for the budget season. Yeah, so.
Is there anything in here about the conversations we've had regarding the flooding on the trail?
We've got some money budgeted this year for some of that. And also, and I was going to pop it up, sorry. This is our list for the ARPA projects, which I believe in July the village board is going to discuss this further. Not only park projects, but also
all the
different departments and that. So I thought there was some info in here on trail improvement, stream bank, and there we go. A little bit easier to read. So there was some information in here on that. We may want to revisit the dollar figure we have here, and I do think that could be a potential project utilizing this type of funding.
So likely, once everything's kind of settled on ARPA, there could be a lot that we just want to pull from this back, you know, into our capital improvements plan.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's a good idea.
You know, not saying that it needs to be done 23, but then you could throw it back in.
And just not to lose the ideas. They're still great ideas.
Yeah, yep.
And the other question I had, and I don't know if this is something that goes into improvements or not, but there appears to be a drainage issue at Optimus Park at the eastern side of that southern trail, just as you step off the sidewalk.
Oh, right over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some wash out there.
Yeah.
It did get repaired.
It did.
Our thought is if it continues to happen, we'll probably have to do like a concrete.
Tiny little bridge right there
or
something. Or a culvert area.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How narrow, you said narrow this down by August. How narrow do what's reasonable?
I think by that time I'll have a little bit better understanding from our finance department on what we have available, and or we'll have a better idea, I think, as far as what these ARPA projects might, the direction those might go.
Okay.
And then being able to if we start looking at what our bonding options are. That,
it's a big list.
It is. There always is,
yeah.
Right? And I think it was Mike that said it last time. It's hard to choose because you want to do them all,
mm-hmm.
Right? But not only will we be limited by the funding aspect of it or the dollars, but also by the can we physically get the projects done?
Bringing that much stuff online too.
Right,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
Do we have the ability of, contractors, or staff, or however,
right,
those type of things. So.
And are you? Yeah. The prices that we've estimated from a year or so ago. What's the reality of today? And will our money go as far? And
mm-hmm.
What needs to be maintained versus what is a new thing? Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Right.
To figure
out. Because some of these items. Do we even have the staffing to be able to maintain them?
Right.
You throw a splash pad in.
Yeah.
Boy, that takes a lot of maintenance as well. Do we currently have the staff to be able to?
Right.
Or are there other options? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion on this item?
Nope.
All right. Number 9, discussion on message boards.
A few of these items, and I apologize for not getting them in sooner. That's why I had to amend it. But Rob brought it to my attention of some of these items. So if you want to start the discussion on a couple of these.
I'll grab the helm on
sure.
All four of them in red if you want. So it'd be my goal as not only a member, but as a trustee to start pushing some of these discussion items into action items. So that we're not repetitively talking about the same things, we're actually putting them into the plan to get them done.
Mm-hmm.
I put the message board on there because, and this could be a problem that's solved with a new rec supervisor.
Sure.
Was Matt in charge of the supervisor?
He was, yep.
So that problem's gonna take care of itself. But that's one of our first primary sources of communication with people that are at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And the information in there is often outdated. So
physical boards.
Yeah, they're there already.
Okay. Yep.
We're just not utilizing them very well. So I would say, for that to move to an action item is going to have to be, is our new rec supervisor aware of the fact that that position, that title includes that, and it needs to be a focus? Because it really is a golden opportunity to communicate with people that are in the park.
Mm-hmm.
So on anything coming up, movie night, Poochies and Pints, whatever, Alloy Fest, whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a good opportunity. So with that, I'll just segue right into trail mulch.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and I took a walk, what was it, the week after our last meeting?
Week or two, yeah. Actually.
We identified a couple of places, and one of my suggestions was after doing some hiking out at UWGB, and they use a lot of mulch, and they call it the farm down here on the Brun. We have piles of mulch. Why couldn't we line the low-lying areas? Do you have can you bring a map up of the Green Isle? In the first low-lying area that was popular with
first,
the geese.
That one? Was it that one on the north side you were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in that area, before the big curve, that area always kind of floods over. So it, and even now, even with, when the water's not at its highest peak. So if you were to take on both sides of that trail and you were to build a little berm with either mulch, and Chris had suggested dirt, because with the dirt, you could plant seed in it and you could grow, and it would, you wouldn't, you'd have less of a chance of it washing out into the river. There was some concern about getting approval from the DNR.
And I have yet to have a chance to talk to anyone about it, but some of the locations, you know, that we need to be careful of, you know, good idea, but some of the locations, and you can see this one right here, actually, when the photo was taken, has water in it. That's right before you get to 172. Are those considered wetlands, you know? Because if they're wetlands, then we've, you know, we have to be careful on what we can and cannot do in those locations. You know, maybe there's enough room along the shoulder of the trail to still do something, you know, and that, but...
And that's what I'd like to find out, you know, because we've got the resources and we've got the materials to do it. And it's been flooding for a long time. So that's another item that I think we need to move to an action item. But we need that. So I would recommend that the first action item we do is get word back from the DNR. Can we do it?
Yep.
You know, and we know what it's like to try to get feedback from the DNR. So it's, we get it. It just takes time.
Yep.
What kind of permitting do we have to do for the, they have to do for the trail? You would think that A would equal B in this particular case.
And you would think
if you let the trail go through, you wouldn't have a problem maintaining it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the trail was before Chris.
Correct. But even when we redid the trail, you know, we had a engineering firm that we worked with, and there are a lot of permits that you have to go through, and depending on the amount of elevation that you go above existing, you have to do studies. You have to do, you know, and maybe you know a little bit more about that, you know, I recall, you know, working with Ayers when we did that, that they, yeah, there were items that we, because of they were in floodways or in, I wouldn't say wetland areas, it was more of the floodway area, that when we redid the roadway at Green Isle last year, we couldn't raise the elevation of it by the tennis courts. Because of, if you were going to do that, you have to do all this studying and, you know, for extraordinary amount of cost and that.
Yeah, and this is one of those cases that I think, I don't want to simplify it, but I don't want to overcomplicate it either. I think if we just have a map and we addressed it with the DNR and said, look, we've got 25 yards right here that we want to put a mound of dirt and plant some seed on it just to keep the water off the trail. At that point, do you have an issue with that? No. Okay. Boom. This section right here, can we build that up 2 feet so that the water is displaced a little bit more instead of over it? Yes or no? Rather than an engineering firm and a submission doing a deep dive into it. I don't know that we need to do that.
Right.
Because it just holds it up for another.
Your idea is a good first step, right?
Yeah. Because they might just look at it and say, yeah, we don't have an issue with
that. Right. Or 9 out of 10 of them or 8 out of 10 of them, no problem. The other ones, they might.
Yeah.
But then we deal with those.
We deal with that on a separate issue.
Right. Yep.
But
yep.
We can get on those other ones. So that's that's another item I'd like to get pushed into an action item, but we need guidance from the DNR first. So somebody's going to have to bring to them that plan. And I know Chris's plate's a little full right now until he gets some positions filled, but it still has to be a priority before we end up in a flooding situation again.
So on that one, I guess we have to decide if it should be dirt or wood chips before we go to the DNR, or is that...
I don't think so.
I wouldn't talk about wood chips. It's not... They're going to get washed away.
Yeah.
Fair enough using existing material, but yeah, I wouldn't...
Right.
If we went with dirt, we could maintain it because you could grow into it.
My experience has been there's no difference in dirt and wood chips when you're talking about fill with the DNR. It's the same, it's Phil. Phil is Phil.
Sure.
So to do something that's a little bit more permanent, like, you know, if they're going to say no to dirt, they'd say no to wood chips too.
Yeah.
So, right.
You know, and to that point, maybe we ask for wood chips first. If they say no, how about dirt? the kayak launch, Chris put feelers out to the two organizations we had brought up in the last meeting, if, whether or not it'd be okay to move. They were thankful.
Yep.
And now we just need to get it moved.
And it is moved.
Is it?
It was done.
The
completed
the
today.
That's what I'm talking about on an action item.
Right, right. Yeah, we staff moved it to East Lawn Park.
Good.
Let me pull it up here.
So the launch from Green Isle got moved to East Lawn. Okay,
we did.
Because I saw them working on it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, at Green Isle in the slough, you know, the water depth has been low this year. That slough, 90% of the time, is you can see the bottom, so it was unusable. I like Rob had said, I did reach out to the organizations that we got our funding from just to make sure it was okay, that it, you know, we weren't putting it at that same site that we had proposed when they did give us the funding, and they were fine. They said we just need to make sure in our annual reporting that we do that. So we put it, there's a little boat, an old boat launch, boat ramp at this location right here, and we put it off to one side of that.
Nice.
They installed it today. They finished that up. I did get some signage up and put it on the website. I think it got on Facebook, if not today, tomorrow, but just, you know, making
that
sure
that seems
communication
like a better spot right there, actually.
And we'll see, you know, how it, you know, how the usage is.
Yeah, it's further distance from the Bellevue one.
It is.
There's nothing else really in that area. And it's closer to parking, so you don't have to haul your kayak quite as far to get to it.
True. The downside at this location, and it's going to have to be just communication, is East Lawn Park's kind of hidden, you know, of, you know, where people would...
I know where it is.
It's
my husband's shop is right across the river.
Oh, okay. Now he can kayak to it.
I can, yeah.
So,
well, once you get the word out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Once you get the sign up, that'd be really good.
Right, yeah.
And then now if we ever do get to the point where we can have some type of kiosk, is there's room there for it, right?
Look at the... Right there, maybe?
The tennis court.
So, I didn't say
that's
that.
That's right, those are...
I didn't say that.
Well, that
no, but
we have talked.
Yeah, we have talked about
that.
Okay. Right.
The resurfacing on that
is
beyond
right.
Resurfacing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and agree.
Well,
agree. That
Montana
might be a
way.
Great location
mm-hmm.
to, you know, start that program, something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
But.
So the movement.
Yeah, that would be really nice.
Does that get shared
with
somehow?
The two, having the launch there and then having
the relocation.
Talking about the kayaks available, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like have some type of
with the public,
unit
so
where
folks
you can
know
rent
where to,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Communication.
That'd be a great
yeah.
spot.
That would
yeah,
be.
I put some signage up down at Green Isle Park
okay.
today.
Nice.
You know, alerting, put it in the message board.
There
right
you go.
You come in and park.
See, I didn't walk through it.
And, you know, letting them know with a little map showing where East Lawn Park is. And then put it on our website as well, and like I said, then hopefully it gets out on Facebook, you know, alerting people.
I gotta try it out. I've been meaning to get my kayak out. I just haven't done it yet.
I'm kind of excited to see what the usage will be like up there.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, it will change. So people are gonna have to adapt. But at least they'll have access
use
all
it,
the time.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I had on here was stump removal. We had. Trio, am I saying that right? Is that
Trios.
The name of the company? Trios?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They had some that had to be finished from last year.
Correct.
Has that been done?
They are finishing up this week.
Okay.
With that.
And then we had allocated a significant amount of overtime to our park and rec staff to do some of our own stump removal. And I know it's been a kind of a backfill job
as
it's going.
Right.
But how's that coming along?
Some of the allocation for the 2022 project, ash tree removal project. Trios has the contract to remove the trees, which they have until October to do that per the contract. And our staff has the stump removal portion of that. Okay. So obviously they have to take care of that. I did speak with them today. They're looking at, he told me today, up 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that they get started on those. And then our staff can do those stumps with regards to that. Separate from that, on our just our normal operations budget, we have approximately 100 stumps along the streets from the tree removals from this past winter, late fall last year, winter, and this spring, that our staff will be starting on next week. No, maybe even this week. Digger's Hotline was ready this week. So, plus with that, we have another 50 plus stumps within the parks that we have to do. And that, so they'll be working on that coming up in the next few weeks to a month of removing those stumps. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Nice. Perfect. Thank you. That was it.
All right. Then the next item is future agenda items. Any items the committee wishes to have on the future agenda? I had one thing I was thinking of, and I think I asked this question a year or so ago. There's a new connection, a sidewalk connection, Hoffman to Wheezy Park's LeBron driveway, the edge of basically the pier on East River Road. It's going in right now.
Okay, hold on. Got a nice map right here.
Yes,
we'll pull that up, right? Okay, Hoffman Road.
Hoffman to Wheezy Park along East River Road.
Okay.
There's a sidewalk going in.
Correct.
On the west side right now.
Correct.
And I think when I saw those plans published, I'd asked the question, I think I asked it of the Public Works Director, hey, is there a forestry plan to go with it? Because it was demo and trail plan, there was no tree replacement or site restoration plan.
Okay.
Is that something that would fall, like, because where you have forestry, we could be talking about that? Is there any sort of coordination with homeowners on, because there were a fair amount of trees that were removed as
right,
part of that,
right.
And that streetscape is going to change. And when you don't have street trees, people drive faster,
sure.
And they already drive like maniacs.
Sure.
So is there anything that our group can do to help advocate for reforestation of East River Road?
Let me check with the Public Works Director on, I believe that they allocated some funding to at least replace the ones that were removed.
Okay.
But any additional,
sure.
You know, plantings and that. But, yeah, what Danielle is talking about is the Safe Routes to School project that's going
sure.
in along East River Drive, as well as then from East River Drive west on Longview up to Doty School.
Mm-hmm.
So that will complete sidewalks all the way along Longview and then East River Drive, which those sidewalks then connect into the sidewalks down in Deep Pier.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I guess one other thing, it's separate, I guess, but had been talking with Brad and some other folks in the Green Bay area about the East River Water Trails component that then got approval by the county for ARPA funds. Is there something that this group should be thinking about preemptively? I know that's
right.
A much larger project, and it's my understanding the cities or the villages would be on the hook for the recreational components that would build that out, but is there some kind of standing agenda item that we need to be thinking about?
Why don't we start with a little presentation or a discussion on what the East River Water Trail is, so the whole committee
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of understands that and where, you know, that where it came from, where it's sitting,
mm-hmm.
and that. So,
and that might help us to prioritize our CIP. You know,
mm-hmm.
like there's a lot of kayak and waterfront stuff on that list, and if we know kind of how it fits in the big picture.
Right.
I don't recall, did the individual who gave that presentation to the village board, was there a PowerPoint associated with that?
I don't recall either. That was Kayla.
Yeah, she was out of Madison.
Yeah, yeah.
Kayla gave it about the East River water truck?
There was a portion of what her presentation
was. Oh, so I would imagine it would be from Natalie with Wello.
Right, right. It was a portion of what her presentation was on the East River watershed.
Yeah.
And then she also talked a little bit about the East River water trail within that. I can check to see if there.
Okay.
If not, I think there might be some other information. Brad's been very involved with that, so I can get information from him.
Yeah, he has.
And that, so.
It was a good presentation.
Any other future agenda items? If not, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
Moved. Sorry.
Second, if you need, huh?
All in favor of adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say aye. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned at 6:31 p.m.